why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of the awaited Savior of humanity, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So we are going through this dialogue that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, has with Sheikh Mufid. Of course, Sheikh Mufid is a very high-level and very auspicious and very honored religious scholar of the Shia madhab. In many places, Imam al-Mahdi, the awaited Savior of humanity, has praised Sheikh Mufid in his dialogues and in his letters. So in this one dialogue that we're kind of going through, we find that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, addressing Sheikh al-Mufid, calls him a sincere friend and struggler, and says, may Allah the Almighty help you, as he has helped his chosen servants in the past. I promise that if anyone from your brothers in faith acquires the fear of Allah and pays that amount which is obligatory on him to the eligible recipient, would be safe from sorrow and calamities. And so here, you know, we find this is very interesting. Again, Imam al-Mahdi praising Sheikh Mufid, calling him a sincere friend, calling him one who struggles. So again, this idea that we should also struggle in our lives to be good Muslims, to be righteous people, to stand up for the rights of oppressed people. This is a struggle, you know, to stand up against the oppressive people in our societies or, you know, across the world, for example, or to struggle in being good and righteous people, to not commit sin on a daily and individual level. And then Imam al-Mahdi has prayed to the Almighty Allah, asking that Allah help Sheikh Mufid. But again, here Imam al-Mahdi talks about the fear of Allah. And he says that there are two things that keep one safe from sorrow and calamities. One is the taqwa of Allah, the fear of Allah, the piety of Allah, the God consciousness of Allah. And this idea of taqwa, again, is something which is quite profound, and we have spoken about it in many of our programs. But taqwa being this state of God consciousness, which results in piety and the fear of Allah and not committing sins and doing good deeds, being righteous. But this taqwa of Allah, this fear of Allah, is one part of the equation. And the other one is that one pays, the obligatory amount to the eligible recipient. So I'm assuming that this is talking about zakat and khums and perhaps even charity and sadaqah, and how it is obligatory for one to pay these. And the result of these two things, of course, is going to be being safe from calamities and sorrow. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
We are talking about what are the reasons for which people would reject the Imam, and hopefully through that we would understand the opposite, which is the reasons for which we might accept him. One of the signs, well, was that in one riwayat it says that before the coming of the Mahdi, 2/3 of the human population will be wiped out. Now granted, this is not one of those definite signs like the voice that is heard in the heavens and the killing of Nafsu Zakiya and the landslide at Baida and the Khurasani and Yamani and Sufiani. It isn't listed with those definite signs, but it is mentioned quite a bit in the books. So whether it happens like that or does not happen for any other reason, we don't know. But it is described very graphically by Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi. He says there will be a white death and a red death. The white death will kill 1/3 of the human population, the red death will kill 1/3 of the human population. When he was asked what this is, he said the white death will be death through hunger and drought and plague and disease and so on and so forth, through epidemics and pandemics and so on. The red death will be, so the white death in part will also be through natural disasters. And the red death will be through war and through fighting and through killing and through murder, the red symbolizing blood. And by the time nations have fought nations, there will be no superpower because everybody will be so weak. And in part, that war might also bring about disease. And this is a significant number of the human population. I mean, today when you talk of bird flu and mad cow and swine flu, even those who talk of pandemics, they're talking of millions dying or hundreds of millions dying. They're not talking of billions dying. We are talking, if this were to happen today, that in a population of 6-7 billion, we're talking of 2 billion people dying of disease or drought or hunger or natural disasters, and another 2 billion dying of war. So this would have to be war that is on a global scale, catastrophic, like a third or a fourth world war. And so, keeping all this in mind, this is a reason why people might reject the Imam, being fed up and having, because life will not necessarily be the way we see it today when the Imam comes. We may not even have jobs to be going to. We might all be in regions that are torn by war or disease or in curfews, for example.
For listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.